Islam, the prince of the master of Allah, Sifra Muhammad, especially for the messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the most honorable Elijah Muhammad did not tell his son and did not teach his son not to give praises to Allah God in the presence of the master of Allah, Sifra Muhammad. He told them and the believers and his followers that those praises are due forever.
That's right.
It's just the very foundation that you're supposed to be standing on, and the very foundation is supposed to be governing your control and understanding and teachings, then how are you going to contradict the foundation that you're standing on?
Yes, sir.
That's not true.
That's true, yes.
All praises due to Allah God in the presence of the Master Wala Jesus Muhammad, especially for the message of the Most Honorable Allah, for this well kept secret about the one likened to the Son of Man, so that he can wait out his turn.
Yes,
one that was out in the street trying to make himself known. Master Wallace Deferad Muhammad don't have to try to make himself known. He can make himself known.
Yes, sir.
That's true, yes, sir. Our God in the person of Master Wallace Deferad Muhammad and the messenger of the Son of God Muhammad is what orders the power into play behind that one likened to the Son of Man in the northwest corner.
Yes.
The one that will raise up with the healing in his way.
Yes, sir.
Is that not true? The one that was made to come up and take the book from the Lamb.
Yes, sir.
Understand? The one that the four and the 20 elders threw down their crown and said, worthy is he, that particular one in the northwest corner, that has written upon his thighs a name that none of you knew, Lord of lords, God of gods, King of kings.
Yes, sir.
That person there.
Yes,
the
sir.
The one that he said, you're not to be called Reverend Brown.
Yes.
You're to be called the servant of Allah. And if they quiz your heart, tell them, I put it here in black and white for the world to see. Tell them that you are Allah.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes the people want to move in next door to somebody and never take the time to get to know that person, so-called Mr. Brown.
Yes, sir.
Take our time to get to know that neighbor of ours. That is a symbolic of we moving close to the nation of Islam, and we're like their neighbors, and they don't want to get to know me, Mr. So-called Brown.
Yes,
that's
sir.
What it's a symbol of.
Yes.
It's not talking about, per se, right next door to you, because the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad says he lived right next door to the Caucasian people, and he never did get into their business, and he didn't allow them into his business.
That's right,
yes, sir.
Therefore, she is talking about a black person.
Yes, sir.
So-called Mr. Brown.
Yes, sir.
Who is trying to be your neighbor, which you, the nation of Islam, is supposed to be my followers.
Yes,
who,
sir.
The bride who has went to sleep in.
Yes, sir.
You don't want to take your time to get to know him.
Yes, sir.
Prophecy had to be fulfilled. And I told you these things, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, before I went away and sit down with him, that so-called Mr. Brown, me and Master Wallace Farad Muhammad, who was my teacher, the messenger, say, we sit down and talk face to face with him. And if you think that you know Allah God in the prison of Master Wallace Farad Muhammad, the messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, better than this so-called Reverend Brown, the servant of ours,
yes, sir.
Then let you step forth forward and prove it and bear witness, try to prove that that's not his name, and that I didn't put this here work out there so that you would know him.
That's right, yes, sir.
Come before him, and so when he would come, he would make known to you why we had to do it in this particular mannerism, or why we had to keep certain things hidden from the world. And the Most Honorable Imam said, sometimes everyone should know the identity of the person, but sometimes the mother thought it was best to keep the identity of the child here, isn't it true?
That's true, yes.
Mama said, he didn't say the father would think that it's best to keep the identity of the child a secret. He said the woman, the mother of civilization, think it was best to keep the identity of the man child a secret until a certain time.
Yes, sir.
But in that time, when it should be revealed, everyone should know who the identity of that child is.
Yes, sir.
Because Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, I'm at my wit's end trying to give birth to that particular child.
Yes, sir.
And that particular child raised up with an iron rod.
Yes, sir.
So it tells you that the rod that everybody had of all the hope of ancient peoples, and even the rod that Mary had, it was a J-shaped rod.
That's right, yes, sir.
All praise is due to it. It's called a staff.
Yes, sir.
Praise is due to Allah God in the presence of the Master Wala Jesus Muhammad for the symbolical use of the iron rod, meaning the intensified hardness of the manifest of that staff is no longer in the wooden mannerism as it is to the conclusion, the hard-pressed staff of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah God in the presence of Master Wala Jesus Muhammad, especially for the messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad say, when he will come, he will bear witness of just who I am.
Yes, sir.
He will not contradict who I am. So the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is definitely my messenger. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said he can prove instantly to you that I am his messenger.
Yes.
And he will be brought back before your face. And I said to the world that I am the messenger of Allah in the person of the Master Wa'ala Shafi'i Farad Muhammad. And he said, I am your messenger, peoples. I am the messenger of Allah. I am the messenger of Islam. Isn't that true?
Yes,
therefore, if he says, I am your messenger, and a person out in that crowd says, yes, he is my messenger, then I can surely say behind the shadow of God in accord with the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, said, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is my messenger.
Yes, sir.
Is that not true?
That's true, yes.
All praise is due to Allah, God, and the person of the Master, Wallace, Ephraim, Muhammad, when they cried out for more knowledge and more understanding, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, here, read this again. Read the book, but they truly didn't understand what it was saying. They was just taking a look. They didn't truly understand the book. I'm going to say, get you a dictionary and break it down. Because you're going to find out that you must know the semantics of it. But even in breaking it down, they still didn't get it. Why? Because of our God and the prison of Master Wallace Chief Rahman Muhammad and his messenger, the Most Honorable Allah Muhammad, didn't come to not fulfill prophecy. He comes to make history fulfill itself. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, look, it tells you we write history and we go out and make history fulfill itself. We don't go out and plead, beg for history to please us. We go out and make. That means that's a form of force.
Yes, sir.
So Allah God, the President of the National Body of Islam, Muhammad, taught the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad how to make the brothers have that type of mentality that they have.
Yes, sir.
He made them have that sleeping giant walk.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thinking that they were walking when really they were knocked out on their feet because they was made to stand upon their feet, but they did not have the spirit, the astral, or the cosmo powers, or the cosmo body of Allah God in the person of the Master of Waters, Deep Arad Muhammad.
Yes,
first, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad had to prophesy to the old bad bones, and they stood upon their feet, and surely they became a mighty army.
That's
but
right.
Yet still, they still did not have the life in them that they should have. So he went back and told Master Wallace Chief Rahman Muhammad, surely the hip bone, the thigh bone is connected to the hip bone, and the hip bone connected to the other bones, and so on down the processes of the life of the being. But he said, they still do not have the life in it. He said, go back, and I will cause the winds to blow them and put the spirit into them and quicken them to their feet a lot better. That means that there was two resurrections in the works over there with those dry bones.
Yes, sir.
So we are the second resurrection, and that wind that was blowing over them, that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad says was rumors of wars, and that is what you're going through right now, through the wars in the neighborhood of the turf and the wars in the country of another Caesar. This is the wars that the messenger was telling you about, because he came first and told you about it and prayed it out, but he told you that behind him comes the followers of that.
Yes, sir.
Your eye on the sparrow.
Yes.
Is that not true?
That's true,
why they said
yes,
in the Mothership Connection, we're light years ahead of our time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We're not ahead of our time right now. We're on time.
Yes.
The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, it is like I'm out of time, but I'm a little ahead of time, but I'm a little behind time. The same statement that Jesus said, I'm as a man who is born out of time. But Jesus didn't say he was a man born out of time. He said, as a man that's born out of time.
Yes,
that
sir.
Meant that he was not born out of time.
Right.
Because there's nothing out of time. Everything is on time, in time, all the time.
Yes, sir.
Is that not true?
That's true, yes, sir.
But this time that we're living in right now, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, nothing remains the same.
Yes,
no matter
sir.
Even if it thinks it remains the same.
Yes,
it can't
sir.
Remain the same because everything is moving onwardly in a forward motion.
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah God in the person of Master Wallace Chief Rahman Muhammad, especially for the messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, for this wisdom and knowledge that we have in now. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad pushed everybody in all his believers into a state of mind and set it up in a way he pushed Warren Deen Muhammad so that he could make Warren Deen Muhammad fulfill the part of Judas Iscariot. So it was better that you get into any form of Islam in these last days time because then you can still have a chance. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad knew that when it was time getting ready for him to go away because he had done received some of the supreme wisdom and heard the message of the voice and he was secretly working with this particular aspect, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad knew that all the people wasn't on the same level with the same degree of knowledge, so he had to push people in different directions that would go in different directions, and those who believed in that particular person's way would go that way, so that would be a safety net for them after the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad had went away and hid his face from them. In other words, he had to have some, to hold every little group in the nation of Islam with those that was believers, with those degrees of understanding that they had on that particular level. So he had to have one that was what but he had to have one to lead them all the day first in order to fulfill the prophecy. So this is why he kept bringing Judas Iscariot back before, who laid his hand in the bosom as a child and dipped out of the very bowl of his and grew up. And the most honorable Elijah Muhammad made him, pushed him into the way of what tongue people would call throw up, but yet still he was a divinely sent person.
Yes, sir.
Is it due to Allah God and the person of the Master Wallace Steve Salah Muhammad? Because remember, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad said, we make it to fulfill itself. We don't wait for a dream to come true. So therefore, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad had to make Warren Dean Muhammad see the way that he sees.
Yes, sir.
He raised him as a child and raised him the way that Master Wallace Steve Salah Muhammad told him, so that he could fulfill that particular type of work. That's why he sent him to different schools over in the East to bring him up. That's why he sent him all around the different places to let him study certain kind of knowledge and to bring him up in the Eastern Islam.
Yes, sir.
So that this day and time, when it was time they could be led astray, but then he had safety days. He had to have Silas Muhammad to catch some. He had to have Yusuf Bey to catch some, because everybody was not killed on the same level. Everybody was not on the same level with the degree of knowledge that the Supreme Captain Draymond Sharif had in anybody. So that means you got to have something for everybody when the bride go to sleep again.
Yes, sir.
To hold them stationary until the person comes that says, here is the bride. And let me tell you something about the bride. See, over here, you dress in white. They teach you about dressing in white for the bride. Isn't that true? They're supposed to be a virgin, or supposed to relate to the purity of the Victorian days. Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
Tell you what, the bride's uniform is a purity over in the Holy Land among the Hindus and the Muslims and those ancient people. Do you know what color it is? It's red. Research it out and see what the bride's color in the East among Islam and all those people in Hindus. The color red is the bride's color. So we can understand a little bit better of what it meant when it says that we dipped in the blood of the Lamb. That means in the color of red in the bride's work of the Lamb.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
A lot of people is not aware of that. Yes. That the rich bride's costume was red.
Yes, sir.
Research that out if they have any doubt.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Praise is due to Allah God in the presence of the Master Wallace Steve Salah Muhammad, especially for the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, for saying that we were, that the bride would come out, those who had the blood of the Lamb.
Yes, sir.
The blood of the Lamb is red, which means the bride. Behold, as if a bride adorned for marriage.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah God in the presence of the Master Wallace Steve Salah Muhammad, especially for the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, for this wonderful work that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad say, Allah God in the presence of the Master Wallace Steve Salah Muhammad, or the Allah that's coming in that day time, he doesn't have to wonder of what he's going to say. It will come to him at that hour from Allah God in the presence of the Master Wallace Steve Salah Muhammad. It would be as if he's making it up in his own head.
That's right, yes, sir.
Well, where else are you going to make something up at?
That's right, yes, sir.
Your own head.
Yes, sir.
Is that not true?
That's true, yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah God in the presence of the Master Wallace Steve Salah. That's why the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad has to come and teach you where he says that, look, if in the nation of Islam there's one finger jump up in protest of the head, the whole body is supposed to work on that one finger.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
If somebody down there in the nation of Islam opposed the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad with some type of fierce deeds and action of fisticuff or whatever it is of some form of violence, the whole body is supposed to work on that particular beat to protect the head that has been put into that authoritative position.
Yes, sir.
Is that not true?
That's true, yes.
I don't care whether you like that person, that finger, or dislike that finger. That's not the thing, the reason that you work against that finger. The reason is that that left hand had offended thee.
Yes, sir.
So you raise up against that, all of you together. And if you don't, then you do not have a unity thing, and you pursue that left arm, or you pursue that finger, and to come back into the reality, or either you chop it off and let it go.
Yes, sir.
I don't mean in the sense of chopping it off in the real form of a knife.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you just say, well, you cannot be with us.
Yes, sir.
That's cutting it off.
Yes, sir.
So one of the reasons that I'm putting this out there, because of the great love that we have, and the law of Islam is put in that particular mannerism, so that you will understand, just like Sister SM, I'm a so-called Donna, or Sister SM, I'm a so-called Lorraine, are put into an authoritative position, not at their request, but because it was written from the very foundations of the world about the mother of civilization, and that it takes two to make one.
Yes, sir.
So whatever there that's in the dwellings or anywhere around you of something that tried to oppose that head that has been put in that position, I don't care if it could be your so-called mother or your so-called you didn't, then you're just as much as guilty as the one who was trying to oppose. And that was just allow God in the prison master what see from our mama, and especially the most unorganized mama's works in the first place to show you what unity is all about and what disunity is all about.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Say that you have unity, that's supposed to even withstand with even in the household. And the degree that you don't have that unity